what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Bienvenidos al episodio número uno, dos, cero, tres de Hard Factor. Es viernes cinco de mayo. Bueno, today. Today, I've got more huge entertainment news in the coffee, including a guy who says huge like that, and some Florida Man, and also some Snoop Dogg in the cup of coffee in the big time as well. So.
Very
a little
chill.
Bit of mixture, everything.
Very chill.
Yeah. Shizzle. Happy Cinco de Mayo, guys.
Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you. I used Google Translate for
nice. I love it.
The intro. Thank you. Wes, I'm assuming we didn't discuss the order, but I'm just guessing.
That's the last day of the week. Just throw it out. Just tell us where we're going.
Wes has another horse fucker on deck.
Let's get to that as soon as possible.
Mr. Hands?
That's going second. Yeah.
Old Jack. Can't get enough of that horse pussy.
The same guy?
No, it's a different guy.
Oh. He looks like a stool.
Offender.
Yeah. He could be a
the
repeat.
One guy fucked mini horses, remember?
Oh,
this guy was fucking he
real
was fucking
horses.
Tall horses. Yeah.
The real deal.
Yeah. Like a real man does, you know.
Yeah. He doesn't go for that pony horse.
What are those? What are those ponies?
Nah. What are you, a horse pedophile with these miniature horses?
I'll take a mare, thanks.
Yeah. I'll pass.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sick, but you're real sick. Miniature horses.
I'll wait till I get home.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be fun on deck. And then Mark's got the mystery of the New Jersey pasta spill.
Right. One of the my two favorite cuisines, Mexican, and then we're going to talk Italian in mine.
Ooh, yeah, same here.
Yeah,
can't lose.
Can't go wrong with those two. Yeah.
And Pat's got the high five to buzz us.
Yeah, I do.
Again, once again.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. So,
what you got in there? What's in that bag of bees today?
Some fun stuff. Some stuff you're really going to enjoy. Yeah. No, I mean, I guess we're gonna look inward. And one of us might not like it.
Okay. Yeah. Such as the high five.
That happens. Oh, boy, that happens on the high five.
Oh, what?
Can you tell us who it is so we can worry about it the whole
it's
show?
It's you.
Yes! Wes, oh, no.
You
Wes
asked for it. Asking you shall receive, yeah.
Oh, no.
Asking you shall receive.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I love looking inward.
that's always a fun time. All right, so it'll be like a little bit of group therapy at the end.
Okay.
For the high five.
Let's get vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? That's why we love you making the main comments about us. So we,
yeah,
you know, it helps.
We
us,
can always
it
better
helps
ourselves.
Helps us grow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it also makes, you know, it'll be funny.
You got you guys hiding something. Fun. It's not that crazy.
No.
Okay.
I just think we could. I mean, I certainly can better myself.
We've all.
Like I'm hiding a few things. Yeah.
So I'm saying, I feel like you guys are talking guilty talk.
Well.
Oh yeah.
This, nobody knows what. I'm not worried about it. You know.
Confessional time. Let's get.
I'm not
to
worried about that. You know.
Let's get.
I'm just gonna move the show along.
Yeah. Let's get to
the news. Let's do the news. Cup of coffee in the big time is up first.
Yeah, cup of coffee in the big time.
All the top trending stories that you need to know about at the time you're listening to this podcast. But also, first, a fun fact and a joke of the day. And since it's Cinco de Mayo, I'm going to give you a fun fact about the history of Cinco de Mayo, which is the yearly commemoration of Mexico's victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. And we've covered this on the show before, but it's an annual reminder. It's not Mexican Independence Day. That is on September 16th when Mexico told Spain to go pound sand in 1810. And Cinco de Mayo is actually a Mexican-American holiday for the most part. It started the big celebration in California. Margaritas, Coronas. They started it in California, which is
Coronitas.
Awesome.
Coronitas. Mm-hmm. It's the little horse. It's the pony.
Oh, no. Back to the ponies.
What's it called when you put the little Corona, the Coronita, into a margarita?
The Bulldog? It's a birrita.
Yeah. It's called domestic violence.
Yeah.
Called Delicioso is what it's called on Cinco de Mayo. Anyways, so it's so Mexican-American holiday, which is super fun because we have so much shared culture between Mexico and the United States. Kind of like how all North American countries have a revolutionary holiday besides Canada. And that's because old Sausage Fingers himself is technically still King Charles III of Canada as well.
Look so at that hand.
He will be coronated this weekend as Canada's king.
So
Did you have AI do that?
That's a producer Eric special right there. That's that's a King Charles sausage hand meme with Canadians loving him in the background.
Looks pretty similar to the real deal.
It really is. Yeah. No, it's pretty. I thought those were his real fingers, just copy
just
and
more.
Pasted.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just sausage spilling out of like a tube somewhere. Right. So he is actually king of Canada because they never revolted. Like Mexico and the United States had the balls to do. And also their king.
That's tough. They're the only ones in North America that didn't.
Yeah. Well, the only major nation in North America that didn't do it. And also someone, and their king, this is embarrassing for him, someone mowed a dick into the coronation lawn for this weekend as well.
No.
All fun facts.
Is that a dick or that one of his fingers?
It's hard to tell, Mark.
Could be a fucked up music note.
Yeah, it could be a music note.
It's a 5 a.m. coronation. Many British people are saying they're not waking up for it. But that's for King Charles III.
And that's where they king him?
Less eyes on his hands that way.
Yeah, he's got to sit on the breakfast rock of destiny.
Can we do it at 3 a.m., please?
Eat a scone. Yeah.
This is the equivalent of him reaching the back of the checkerboard, right?
Right. King me?
Yeah. Do you think that any Canadians king are going to stay up all night to watch? Because it's like pretty late night Canada time, 5 a.m. England time.
No, not many. I doubt that many would.
There's got to be a few Canadians that are still really into being royal subjects.
5 a.m. England time's like midnight, right? Or like 10 p.m. Canadian. Yeah. So they're still probably getting pretty drunk.
I can like watch it at night
on
the West Coast, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, that was a Cinco de Mayo fun facts, mostly about Canada, though. Busting on Canada because it's Mexico America Day. And also a related joke of the day from Dankstone in the Hard Factor Discord chat. Get in there. Many funny people and jokes going on. And he says, alcoholism doesn't run in my family. It drives. Get it? Which is also a great reminder that you don't want to need to use that joke in real life ever.
It's kind of a perfect joke.
It's a fantastic joke. So go ahead and get an Uber this weekend instead so you don't have to use that when you're explaining something. But it is a great way to break the ice if you're having to explain a DUI.
You think the cops are out on Cinco de Mayo on a Friday? I'd say so.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah. See?
Mm-hmm. And while you're out partying, go ahead and pop on Ed Sheeran's hit single, Thinking Out Loud, Guilt-Free, for the first time since 2017, when the lawsuit started, because a jury has finally decided that the relatively obvious conclusion that the song using the same melody as Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On is not copyright infringement. You see, music is made up of melodies that shift from one chord to the next in a progression. And there are only seven major chord groups, okay? So very often, hit songs share the same chord progressions with each other since there are only so many variations based on the original seven major notes. Ipso facto, this is far from the first time, a hit song has shared a melody with another hit song.
Yeah. Hey, Gay Estate, totally calm different. Down. Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what, musicology, I don't want to shit on musicology because it's, I guess it's an ecology, but it's not just that well. Like, it's so subjective in terms of whether or not there's infringement. Like,
right.
I was in a situation one time where a song might have been infringing, and they're like, oh, okay, here's how you protect yourself. Go talk to a musicologist. And the guy was like, yeah, maybe. I mean, that's essentially the best they can give you. Like, there's no defined. defined facts.
Right, but the reality is that many people will use like the same tempo and chord progression just on accident. It happens all the time. They could be writing independent songs, and it happens all the time. There's tons of lists of similar situations. You can just Google it. You can Google hit songs that sound exactly alike, and those are all songs where the same exact thing happened as Ed Sheeran and Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm. You can check out this TikTok guy who he points at a song. He goes like this, and then he points to this one. And then he points to this one. They all have the same. Yeah, Eric knows what I'm talking about. He's doing it with me. That guy's the man. It's my wife's, so my wife's that, favorite TikTok guy.
That he's guy's the man. Voice. He's got a good ear for matching chord progressions together.
That's right.
And, you know, obviously all those people aren't being sued into oblivion like Ed Sheeran was. So to me, it was always a pretty obvious ruling ever since the case was brought all the way back in 2017. But Ed Sheeran doesn't have to quit music that he dramatically claimed to quit.
I was about to say, let's not let him off the hook for being a baby back bitch about preemptively saying he was going to quit music forever.
He could have been less dramatic, but it's still a big win for artists. It's good for artists. So good for Ed Sheeran, even though he should he shouldn't have dramatically quit, threatened to quit, you know, music. If he
outcome, but he's still a bitch.
Sheeran's tight, man.
He said he's going to quit music forever.
He was under the lawsuit for 5 years, so it must have been, or six, must have been driving him nuts.
Yeah.
Also, when you're partying this weekend, you're going to need some good stuff on the TV, background, you know? And look no further than playoff hockey and basketball. In basketball, you've got the Nuggets as the only team with a two-game lead as we tape this podcast in the conference semifinals of the NBA. And then you got the Warriors about to tip off in game two against the Lakers as we take the game. Celtics, 76ers, and Nuggets, Suns Friday night. Knicks and Heat, Warrior, Lakers game three on Saturday. And game four for the season, Nugs again on Sunday. You guys have any favorites this year in the NBA?
Anyone but the Knicks or Heat. That series is so embarrassing that one of those teams is getting the Eastern Conference Finals. Because they're both. The Sixers and Celtics are both significantly better than the Heat and the Knicks.
The Heat is going to win. Out of their tournament with the Knicks,
maybe,
right? Are they gonna, and then the Sixers are going to win?
No,
the Celtics Warriors are going to win, and the Suns.
I'm rooting for anybody from the Nuggets. Suns.
Ballsy picks, Pat. Suns are
Nuggets. Suns. Nuggets.
Watch it happen.
They're the Nuggets, you know. And then Suns, just because, like, if KD were to win again, that would be hilarious. Is he even playing? Or is like
he is, but not like well. I guess not. You know. He's not. They're down 2-0, and they lost double digits, I think.
Right, to the Nugs.
Yeah.
And the Nugs, I mean, like, you got to root for the Blazers and the Nugs. You know?
I like the Warriors to take it all again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think LeBron was 1-for-8 from 3-point in the first game.
They won, though.
What a stat I saw.
Yeah, but they won. They won by 3. That's going to be a good series.
The Lakers are up 1-0. Yeah. All right, and then the NHL is in a similar spot with the conference semifinals underway. We've got game two of the Panthers and Leafs going on as we tape. Puck drop for the surprising Kraken and Stars after that. Then you have Devils Hurricanes Friday night, Oilers Knights Saturday night. Knights, nice. And back to Canes Devils Leafs Panthers on Sunday night.
Jersey.
Well, if it goes to 5 with the Oilers and the Golden Knights, I might invite you down to Vegas for a game, because I might be going if it goes to 5.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'll tell you more about it if it's looking like it's going to go to 5 and this plan I have works out.
Well, that sounds
good. But you just might be seeing me.
It's a quick hop.
Why don't you go to the Devils game?
Pat, you want to clear that up?
We have a live comment. listener Jared Lindsay says, Pat's so high, it's comical.
On life.
It's because of the Cottonmouth King shirt.
Yeah, it was the KMK shirt. Yeah, yeah. That's, I think he's... It maybe just took a nap and then has a Cottonmouth King shirt on. Hopefully. Wait, well, maybe. Who knows? And even though, guys, we have... also, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 drops this weekend. So lots of good entertainment. If you want to... It's the Cinco de Mayo, movies, sports. Enjoy yourself this weekend.
Mario Brothers was good. Saw it last night. It's good. It's great. It's enjoyable.
How was Pratt?
I mean, he was great. I thought he was Ryan Reynolds for half the movie until my son corrected me. But
how racist was his accent on a not racist to Jared Leto in that Gucci movie? Racist.
It was below Jared Leto.
I hope so.
It's still, pretty racist. Yeah.
Nothing's as racist as Jared Leto's. Yeah.
But they don't even. He doesn't have an Italian accent, does he?
I think they removed it or something.
It's all a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
I think his dad has a real Italian accent in the movie, but
they got around it. Yeah. Okay, and so great entertainment, movies, sports, get out there. And even though we have all that great entertainment at your disposal right now, it's looking less and less likely that we're going to be getting any presidential debates before the primary elections that start at the beginning of next year. So that's sad news for us because we love to cover the debates. It's always funny, you know, to watch the old guys fuck up and get nervous on stage. The DNC announced this week that Biden will not debate anyone. No questions asked at all, even though RFK Jr. is polling at 19%, according to CNN, amongst Democrats, which is crazy.
That's strong.
What a coward.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody's saying, but he's so unpopular.
I don't want to beat a dead horse and make fun of disabilities, but if I was Biden's team, I'd be like, let's get him on the stage.
RFK Jr.?
Yeah.
But you think Biden's
he's even scared
do
of
better?
RFK Jr.,
that
Mark.
Voice. No, but that
it's
voice.
It's the worst debate ever, Mark.
I know.
Right.
It's a bad
Biden
debate,
versus RFK Jr. But... That would be. Imagine not being able to watch it all, just having to listen on the radio.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
That's rough. Bad for Democrats. That's a rough few hours.
We're going to hear more about RFK in the high five.
Okay. Ooh, nice. So anyways, he was polling at 19% among Democrats, according to CNN. It worked for Katie Hobbs, now governor of Arizona, and also John Fetterman, now senator of Pennsylvania, to stick with the DNC strategy of bunker defense, just like Joe Biden in the 2020.
Yeah, but he's the
election.
President. It's different.
Yeah, but he did it to get elected, so.
It's bullshit, man.
Why not do it to get reelected, I guess. I mean, he had to debate the field in the first primary, but that's because they didn't have an incumbent, so. I think Trump did the same thing for Republicans last time. Anyways, on the Republican side, Trump, again, is saying he won't debate because he has a, quote unquote, insurmountable lead. It's absolutely insurmountable. Nearly a calendar
that's
year.
So insurmounted.
That's so
cocky. Before elections are held. So
don't even try to surmount it.
Yeah.
That's some Dooley level confidence.
That's what I'm saying. Dooley's the Trump of the energy sector.
Yeah.
He knows his green energy inside and out. CNN, however, is begging for ratings so hard that they gave Trump a town hall in prime time in New Hampshire that will air next Wednesday, May 10th. So he gets a free lunch from CNN. No contestants around. Trump gets even more of an insurmountable lead, and Biden will not take any debates, no questions asked. So basically, the media and the two biggest campaigns seem to be working together to make it just those two candidates.
Man, we are such suckers. It's Trump versus dude. Biden 2.0, and there's no debates.
I know.
No,
the people need to do something about this, man.
No questions asked.
Dude, we're getting trampled.
We're just letting them do this?
What's happening? What are you talking about, Will?
I mean, people could just not vote for those two fucking guys.
No,
you know, that's my strategy. I just never vote for those two.
But
never have.
So
never
will. The thing puts them at the top of the thing. When I go
yeah,
to the polls,
well, just,
they're
there's
right
always
at, the top.
At least a third option. Last time it was Joe Jorgensen. This time it will be at least one other option.
I'd like to elect Joe Jorgensen's tour bus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oof. Really. Those were the days.
A lot of good-looking staffers on there.
They really were. And speaking of that, like if anybody wants to run for president out there, let us know. Come talk to us on the show because I think we should give people a voice. If the legacy media and every single person in politics is trying to shut it out to be just Biden Trump 2.0, so you know, come on, let us know if you have any ideas.
Can I address a live comment? Jack, what the fuck are you talking about? We didn't say it's good that Trump's not debating. We laughed about it. We need to stop with the...
You got to read the comment first, man.
Jack says, I don't get it. Biden not debating is bad, but Trump not debating
is
good.
No,
we didn't say that, Jack.
I said it was both bad.
That's what you wanted to hear.
Said it was both bad.
Yeah.
Okay, and since that does suck...
Jack and time out again.
Yeah.
Who did that the other day? Was that you?
Yeah, because he made... He made a joke that is he about like my sobriety, and he's, you know, from you guys I can handle it. I don't know Jack that well that he's chopping it up about my sobriety in the comments like a fucking prick.
Anyway,
Wes is off the wagon again.
Fucking look, dumb yeah. fuck.
Wait, you will get muted in the chat by Wes for that.
No, Jack, they both need to fucking
They're
debate
both,
somebody,
bad.
Man.
We're saying it's bad.
We're just
bad.
Getting yeah. bent over like a miniature yeah. pony.
That's true. speaking of that, let's get to the miniature ponies faster since all this sucks. And let's go to something that doesn't. Snoop Dogg. He's always pretty good. Snoop attended the Milken Institute Global Conference in L.A. this week. Which I don't know. I guess is that Pat? Do you know? Is it like a is it
a, what was the name of it again?
Milken Institute. Is that like a perform? Is that like a performance?
Never heard of it.
I don't know. Anyways, it's in LA. They're having the global conference, and he was asked about streaming and AI, and he nailed it as always. And here's his takes: first on streaming and the writer's strike, and then on AI. Let's take a listen to the clips. Here's the streaming one.
But streaming got to get their shit together, because I don't understand how the fuck you get paid off of that shit. Like, I mean, can somebody explain to me how you can get 1 billion streams and not get $1 million? Like, that shit don't make sense to me. Like, I don't know who the fuck running the streaming industry, if you in here or not. But nigga, you need to give us some information on how the fuck to track this money down. Because 1 + 1 ain't adding up to 2. That shit don't add up. And I have to say it, because that's the main gripe with a lot of us artists, is that we do major numbers with streams and this shit, but it don't add up to the money. Like, where the fuck is the money? When I first came out, my records would sell based off of physical. If you sold 1 million copies, that means if $9.99, $9 million, you get this percentage, that's what it is. So if I sell how many streams, how much money do I get? It's not being translated, and it's not working for the artist right now. And I just want to speak to that in the music industry. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I got a take here on this, man.
We haven't done billions like Snoop, but we have done tens of millions that we didn't get paid on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And yeah, it sucks. Snoop's
we're
right.
We're over
yeah.
100 million lifetime. Come on. Platinum.
Two things about that.
Well, yeah, total. Yeah. Over 100 million. But I'm saying, like, we've had individual streaming
over 10
products that have done, like,
item.
We don't get paid for. Just like he's saying.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So Snoop spent his whole career building to buying Death Row Records. So I understand why he's fucking pissed about AI. Like, he just cashed in, just like moved his.
He's saying streaming right now.
Buying the catalog.
He hadn't even got to AI.
But what's weirder is he's getting into, there is a calculation. It's just 0.0007 cents per stream. It's pretty simple.
Or when you're us, they'll just say, actually, sorry, it was too offensive.
It's pretty simple.
We're going to take all the ad money. When you're hard factor.
Right. All the ad money is going to.
When you're hard factor, they just say, actually, this was too offensive. We're going to keep letting it play for tens of millions of
views. Because you're edgy, we've decided to keep your money.
But you're too offensive, so we're going to keep all the ad money.
Yeah. It used to be.
So that's also how they deal with it, too.
It used to be about $7,000 per million streams on Spotify. That's what it used to be. It's not that good.
Yeah. Well, he's right. Streaming has their shit fucked up. Get it figured out. Snoop Dogg's not happy. I'm not happy. All right. One more thing. AI. I think we can all relate to his feeling about AI.
Fucking AI right now that they done made for me. This nigga could talk to me. I'm like, like, me and this nigga can hold a real conversation. Like, for real. Like, it's blowing my mind, because I watched movies on this as a kid years ago when I used to see this shit. And I'm like, what is going on? Then I heard the old dude that created AI is talking about, this is not safe because the AI's got their own minds and these motherfuckers gonna start doing their own shit. I'm like, is we in a fucking movie right now or what? The fuck, man? So do I need to invest in the AI so I can have one with me? Or, like, do y'all know? Shit, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, nobody knows Snoop.
Snoop's like one of us, man.
Oh, yeah. He should be concerned about AI for getting paid, man. That's what he should be worried about, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Snoop's worried about the streaming, but yeah, his shit is going to get AI'd. Like, there will be an AI
Snoop. Paid. He's worried about other people getting paid.
Right. But that's actually, like, he's got a good point. Also, the Ed Sheeran thing, regardless of how you feel about him personally, good for artists. So, yeah, people are sticking up for artists. That's nice. All right. Which brings us to
the cream of the crop.
And today's cream is also a bit of Florida Man Friday action for you. Remember to go sign up, patreon.com/hardfactor, if you want the full Florida Man Friday podcast. Very hilarious this week, as always. But this is a short Florida Man story on this podcast out of Putnam County. And Putnam County's Sheriff's Office had to spring into action earlier this week when two goats, they refused to stop fighting each other right in the middle of the street. See this right here?
They're facing off there.
Yeah. These goats had apparently been just like literally just fighting one another in the middle of this street in Putnam County, Florida for the entire weekend. This was on Sunday night. Somebody finally called the cops. The cops roped them up and broke up the goats.
And they're still trying to get at each other.
They're waiting till more people got there to bet on it, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Yeah, they got the cars around them with the headlights.
Yeah. This one cop looks like a corner man.
Right. Why would you do this? Why would you rope two goats when you could just rope one? Just get the female goat out of there.
Yeah.
I think they're both boys. Look, they both have dicks.
They're both billy goats.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's got to be a lady goat around there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Pat, that's a good idea. I think I know what happened, though. But here's what the Putnam County Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook. They said, Palatka Police Department responded to a call of a fight in progress last night in the area of Westover Circle and Campbell Street. The suspects were pretty mad at one another, and the fight escalated into the yards of nearby residences. Both were pretty hard-headed. But officers managed to separate Wrangle and bring them into Putnam County Jail. However, we now are trying to find the owners, and the owners were thankfully located. So everything's fine. The goats were broken up. But they did fight all weekend long. And like a lot of the local residents were upset because would you want goats fighting in your front yard?
They probably make a lot of noise.
But I'd want goats fighting in my neighbor's front yard.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It'd be fucking awesome to watch, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wes, you're right. I mean, they should have broke out, like, yeah, the
some
money.
Chairs.
Yeah.
Some chairs. Some money, some beers. Yeah.
Chairs.
Yeah. And then one guy, maybe all it cooler. Takes is one guy know. To be the book. All right, here's the odds. The little
on
ones.
Next strike.
Yeah, exactly. Next strike, live betting.
Yeah, if you could do that, dude.
Live betting first. The goats, dude.
Say a cop rolls up on a goat fight. Should it be legal for a cop to be able to have a little bit of live action on that goat fight that he's breaking?
It is. It is totally.
It looks like that one cop's doing it.
Well
maybe it's fighting legal.
I mean, they do it naturally, you know? Like if you go to, like, a farm. You, like, sheep will fight, goats will fight, I guess. You know?
He's talking the one goat up. He's trying to get the confidence back in this one goat.
You're a killer.
Yeah. That's ashamed.
Billy.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope they could make a little money on it off of each other. But I think I know, Pat, what happened there. I think those goats were going crazy fighting over the rights for who got to eat the best grass on the block because somebody in that neighborhood has a Sunday lawn.
What a fucking segue.
Wow.
And I mean, like, these You're goats, right. You saw how crazy they got. I mean, somebody's grass is just so green and delicious, Sunday treated, that they can't get enough. And so it just drove them nuts. So instead of spending time guessing how to work on your yard and going to the store to poorly purchase what you think you need, but you don't know what you need, with Sunday, you can spend time enjoying your yard since you'll be done every time in just a few minutes with no guesswork at all because they've shipped everything straight to your door that you need and they told you how to do it. Sunday is everything you need to get the lawn you've dreamed of. This spring, go to getsunday.com/hardfactor and enter your address to get a customized plan created just for your lawn. They will show you exactly how much sun you get in your yard, show you what kind of grass you need, and teach you everything you need to know about how to plant it and take care of it, everything. No trips to the store or hauling heavy bags since they ship it straight to your home, straight to your front door. You just need a hose to apply Sunday. You can even weed, cut, edge, and fertilize your whole lawn in less time than it takes to listen to one episode of Hard Factor. I do it all the time. Very quick because Sunday makes it easy. And they only use ingredients that you can feel good about. No harsh chemicals, no long waiting periods or trying to keep your kids and pets off the lawn. Simply apply, let it dry, and you're back to enjoying your lusciously green yard in no time at all. Sunday is easy and affordable. Some lawn care services cost more than $1,500 a year, but Sunday's full season plans start at just $109. And for a limited time, Sunday is offering our listeners 50% off your first box. So you can get started today for as little as $55. Wow. When you
Someone's
go
getting
to
fired
get
Sunday.
Sunday.com/hardfactor. I think they are, Mark. At checkout.
They'll honor the deal, though. They will.
Yeah, they'll honor the deal, but someone's head's rolling.
For now. So do it now. Yeah. That's 50% off your first box at getsunday.com/hardfactor. Do it before this deal runs out because it must be a typo.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Summer right around the corner. You know what that means. It means that it's time to get yourself some fresh, new bird dogs.
Sure. Oh, hell yeah.
They're back, baby.
They're back. We got them. They're back.
Bird dogs is back, baby.
I got to change it to mine right now.
There you go. I wear my bird dogs every day.
The only shorts and pants of Fat Boy Summer.
The last time we had bird dogs for like a year and like when they were like, all right, you know, like it's run our course. It was one of our, you know, best, longest sponsorships. They're going away because they liked us so much. Was they sent us like 8 pairs of bird dogs. So I wore bird dogs like 90% of the days. Yeah,
oh, we're bird dogs guys.
Why would you not?
I know. Yeah, it's awesome.
They're the most versatile and comfortable shorts in the universe, and they have some fresh new styles this summer that will be sure to draw some attention right to where you want to draw some attention, if you know what I'm saying. Look at that. Look at these new styles. You're not get if you
Pat Cassathy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got big thighs.
Look at those bird designs can they got this year.
Oh, shit.
You are getting noticed.
Yeah, I have those black ones. I have a few of these already.
I got the yellows. I got the whites.
I could tell you that the black ones with the paint swatches, it's like a Bill Murray-esque print. I don't even know what it's called right there, but it is fantastic. Great swimsuit. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a heterosexual female or a gay man, but if I'm looking to fuck a guy for the night and two guys are standing next to each other and one of them is wearing some boring ass straight, you know, khaki shorts and one guy is wearing shorts, you know, that look like these, I'm thinking to myself, who's going to be the better lay? And I can guarantee you that the guy wearing the bird dogs is
not
a better lay.
Not to mention the fact you don't have to take off two articles of clothing because the liner's built in on the shorts.
Oh,
the
exactly.
You're just out and about as soon as you slide them off.
One step closer to ecstasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they go
straight off. They slide. They have a very slick material. Slide straight off.
You can slide right out of there when you're
all
done.
All purpose. Plus, you can wear them in the rain.
The versatility. Yeah. Versatility means you can wear them all summer long. Wear them at the office, wear them at the golf course, date night, wear them in the pool, in the ocean like I do. They're phenomenal. Listen, one of the things that I have going for me, one of the last things I have going for me is as a fat guy, is my legs are still halfway decent. And bird dogs make my legs look great. And they come in three different lengths, so you can show as much or as little as you want. Last time I wore bird dogs downtown, I was approached by this like 10, and she immediately said, look, I'm married. I just have to say that right now, for my own personal morality and to remind myself I'm married, but if I wasn't, you know, I've been watching you walk around downtown all day in those shorts, you know, stalking you, in fact.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't married, I would take you back to me and my husband's house and do very bad things to you while he's at work
exactly
until around 6 p.m.
I was there.
Yeah.
You told me about it that day.
Yeah. And I said, whoa, lady, I'm taken. You couldn't fuck me if you wanted to, but because I'm a nice guy, I did her husband, the poor bastard, a solid.
Give him the code.
I said, tell your poor bastard husband to go to birddogs.com/factor, enter promo code HNEWS, get your husband some bird dogs, and he will get a free Yeti-style tumbler with his order.
Yeah.
Can't promise he'll look as good as I do, but I guarantee it will be a huge upgrade for whatever he's wearing now. So I saved the marriage that day, probably saved some kids therapy too. And you can do the same thing. Go to birddogs.com/factor if you want that free Yeti style tumbler. Put in promo code HNEWS, all caps, and you're welcome. So there you go.
Ooh, they're back. Baby.
They're back. H-News. Take advantage while you can.
They've got some
new, like, super soft sweatpants too.
Dude,
joggers.
The pants are form fitting.
Khaki
pants. The pants make your legs look great too. Everything they do is fantastic.
Let's show Bird Dogs some love so they stick around and then keep sending us free shorts.
It's the official bottom half of Fat Boy Summer. So if you want to participate, you technically got to be in some Bird Dogs.
It's shirt optional, so it's really the only
shirt optional.
Right. Yeah. We require, as of now, we require some sort of lower body coverage.
Yeah.
You can get the short ones though.
Yeah. Birddogs.com/factor, code HNEWS. Guys, it's Friday. What better way to gallop into the weekend than with another story about a guy fucking a horse? You guys in or what?
Yes. How big is the horse?
No, it's a big horse. What do you say, you in?
Yeah, let's talk about it, Wes.
That's what I thought. This time we're going to go to Quincy, Illinois. Population just under 40,000. A quaint little city known as Illinois's Gem City. Unless you're this guy, 39-year-old Jack R. Blanque, which in that case, Quincy is known for the best city in Illinois to find the horse to fuck. And Jack's been saying it for years, you know, every stranger. Hey, you ever been to Quincy, Illinois? Oh, real nice little city. They got a museum, a theater. Best part about it. Part I love about it. It's a great place to fuck a mayor. You know, that's what he says to everybody. Yeah. So.
But they probably think.
Let me tell you about Quincy.
Like the leader of a town.
Yeah. They probably think like the leader of a town.
No. Mayor. M-A-R-E. An older than four-year-old horse.
Yeah, so you think people just like awkwardly laugh. They're like, oh, I hope he means a leader of a town.
Yeah, your mayor must be hot. No, he means a mayor.
Or you hate him.
What's this guy's profession, Wes? Does he...
His profession is disabled because he collects government
okay,
checks.
Okay, okay, all right.
So, but don't so feel too bad employer. For
him. Okay.
Yeah, he either works for the city or I think he does nothing. I think he's on disability. He gets a government check from what I know.
Put that mugshot up. He's the expression on his face is, give me another chance.
Yeah, he's kind of like, are you sure you want to keep me in jail?
Exactly.
Look at that hair stubble. So, you know,
he's got
that's how Jack lived
too.
His life. You know, he'd work or do nothing during the week. And then Friday night, as soon as it got dark out, around 1 a.m., he would sneak on to a farm located just south of Quincy in Melrose Township. There's the little dot there. At the 4200 block of Deer Ridge Road, or as Jack called it, this place I go. So this past Friday,
spot
Jack went to the place he goes to see the horsey fucks, but he made a very important pit stop before heading to this place. He had to make sure to bring his lady a nice bribe so she wouldn't get upset while Jack fucked her. And Jack's smart. You see, Jack's been doing this for a while, more than a dozen times, according to deputies. And Jack figured out that if he hangs a bucket of apples in front of the horse while he fucks it, he can fuck the horse as long as that bucket stays full of apples. The fuller the bucket,
setup.
The longer Jack can go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. So,
if you got how many pounds of apples did he prepare with?
Well, it depends on how hard he's fucking the horse and how fast the horse eats. And I imagine the horse eats very fast.
He's using his government check to buy all apples at the grocery store.
Yeah, he usually overshoots or undershoots the apples in terms of the amount of time it buys. Because it's like a sand timer, really. Yeah,
I think he probably takes a few home card. It's gone. Yeah,
the whole EBT card's budget is for bags of apples.
He doesn't leave the extras for him. He takes them home.
When he's done, he snatches the bucket. That's enough.
First of the month, time to get 1,000 apples.
That's enough. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If the check doesn't come in, and he's got to get his picking gloves on.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, he might be on disability because he's dumb, but he's smart enough to know that if he gives the horse apples, he can fuck it.
That's actually pretty. I mean, take some reasoning. So,
and he's fucking it up. Right?
He's not fucking getting it. Yeah. Fucked. This I'm against. So when deputies caught Jack this past,
Wes, he is feeding the horse.
Yeah, but. It's
well,
being violated.
That doesn't mean you can rape.
Wrong mouth.
Yeah.
A lot of that's why they're farmers, huh?
Yeah. So this past Friday night, around 12:44, after staking out, they found Jack standing on a 5-gallon bucket going to town on a horse as the horse quickly ate the apples. And
what a scene. This horse is gobbling apples. He's balancing on a bucket.
There's just juice running down the horse's mouth.
He's
got two buckets.
What a fucking scene.
Yeah, he had to stand on a bucket. This is a full horse.
Yeah. That asshole's high in the air. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's fucking the vagina. So it was a class 4 felony. Punishable between 1 and 3 years. Now, I'm not sure how the owners on the farm caught on, but I bet it's because after each visit, from Jack, that horse's stall would be covered in shit full of apple seeds, and the horse would just be laying on its side with a bellyache. You know, like, oh. Jack so visited the apples. Night before.
Sad look in its eye.
Oh, no.
They caught on because every time the horse saw an apple in front of him, it just presented itself.
Yeah, the farmers had the stable hands had to get confused.
Yeah.
Why is it backing up into me every time?
Yeah, you're not supposed to give horses that many apples. I learned that in rehab because we were on like a horse farm, basically, that we did like equine therapy. And basically every addict that comes through there says, hey, can I give the horse an apple? And if you have 150 addicts wanting to give every horse an apple, the horse would die. So you can't feed them unlimited apples. Otherwise, they will get sick. There's something about the seeds, I think. I don't know. Maybe Jack Severt can tell me. So they come in the stall the next morning. The horse is just moaning and there's apple, you know, cores everywhere or whatever. And in the courtroom, Judge Ted Brenner read the felony charge out loud in the courtroom, saying, Mr. Blank placed his penis inside the vagina of the horse, which I'm sure was met with some groans. And
I don't know if placed was the right verb there.
Right.
Yeah.
Forced.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It wasn't like, yeah, yeah.
So.
He got on a bucket. Oh,
this is all.
There was two buckets involved.
Yeah. He placed the bucket. I don't know about that.
The state's attorney asked for a bond to be set at $2,000.
eased it in. Whoa, girl. Whoa.
Eased is better.
Whoa, girl. Whoa.
Now them apples.
Whoa.
Yeah. You want another apple? Here. I'll fill
how
your
do you have? How do you develop this fetish, dude? This is
easy,
so
girl.
Gross. Yeah.
Let me fill your bucket up for you.
What are you doing looking back here? You got plenty of apples up there, girl.
Yeah. Am I going to have to put blinders on you?
Yeah. Hey, I bought you. Granny's fist. So they said that they wanted his bond set at $2,000, but the public defender requested $1,000 because Jack receives $1,000 a month. From that, his rent is $700. And then, of course, like Mark said, about $300 goes to bags of apples every month. So he's got no money left. So he's still in jail until about the 10th.
He's keeping a farm in business, like an apple farm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Well, dude, that they let him out. Loves apples. I mean, Wes, if they ever let him out, he's just going to go straight back to Quincy.
Oh, you kidding me? Of course.
No chance. He's not.
The judge
going back.
Ordered him. The judge ordered him to stay away from Quincy. He should have ordered no one to sell this guy any apples. So he's in jail till May 10th because he's doing the I serve time to
That's
get
next
money
week.
Thing. Yeah.
That
oh, yeah,
horse
yeah.
better get ready.
He's out by May 10th.
What?
Yeah, yeah. He's out. Yeah, Quincy. Yeah. The horse in Quincy is in the crosshairs because he's going back.
Oh, no. That's sad. Yeah. That's terrible.
He'll be there next week.
You think the horse ever shit on him while he was doing it?
I would think so, yeah.
That would be a scene.
Dude, they shit a lot, so probably.
Yeah, where is a horse's vagina? I'm reading that it's very elastic.
Below the butt.
Imagining below the butt, and if it shadowed.
Right below the butt, so.
If it shadowed over him while he was doing it, that would have been hard to explain.
Do you think he likes that?
Why is your crotch and lower half covered in horse shit?
Ooh. Oh, Jack.
He probably went through a bunch of different types of apples before he found the right one, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's right there below
the butt. Eats this one too quick.
She hates the Fugees.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not Fuji.
They're also too expensive.
She kicked me last time I gave her Fuji.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
That's that. Poor Jack.
All right. Did you guys hear about the Italian chef that died?
No.
No.
He passed away. So a blonde walks into a library and she asks the librarian, "Do you have any pasta?" And the librarian rolled her eyes and answered, "Miss, this is a library." And the blonde goes, "Oh, right. Do you have any pasta?" And why couldn't the pasta get into the house?
I don't know. Why, Mark?
Because he had no key.
That's funny.
There you go.
And you're probably wondering why I just did three pasta jokes back to back to back, just like the people of Old Bridge, New Jersey, are wondering why someone dumped over 500 pounds of cooked spaghetti, elbow macaroni, and ziti in the woods yesterday in Old Bridge, New Jersey.
Oh,
550
no!
pounds of pasta. What's going on over there?
Yeah, why'd they do that?
Get a load of that back. Shit. I mean, that's a fusilli amount of pasta, right? Who did this?
That's good.
Pat, some of these are stolen, by the way. But Will, go ahead.
No, it's got to be a prank, right? Because, why else would you be dumping all that pasta? Unless
it's a factory that had a bad batch. I think you're right. And then they just said, fucking get rid of it.
Yeah, but who cooks pasta in a factory, though?
The spaghetti warehouse?
Mr. Boyardee.
Oh, is there one around there?
The spaghetti warehouse had a bad day?
Olive Garden?
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
yeah,
Pat,
it could only be like a huge chain that cooks it in that big.
How far is Old Bridge, New Jersey, from where you are?
It's pretty far. It's like 40 miles away.
That's not that bad. I was going to say, we need some boots on the ground in the store. We could get a video. It would be you and a bunch of weeping shirtless men in gold chains.
I don't know if they've cleaned it up yet. Did they clean it up yet?
They
or
did.
Is it still there?
They did. No, they did. Man. Tony Soprano would have whacked whoever did this, which I don't think the culprit has been caught yet or the motive revealed. There's a few people that claim they know who did it, but they're not saying. No one knows what's going on. Could it be the flying spaghetti monster or worshippers of Pastafarianism, which is the satirical religion created by Bobby Henderson in 2005 to protest the Kansas State Board of Education decision to allow teaching of religion as origin to life stories in science classes in Kansas. So this guy's like, oh, yeah, you're not going to teach evolution only? Well, I'm going to create the spaghetti monster in Pastafarianism. And it took off. Could be the spaghetti monster worshippers.
Nice.
Could be.
Seems like a waste of good pasta to me, regardless.
Pastafarianism sounds interesting to me. Yeah.
So let's
a lot
think
of stuff
that
I can get behind.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. It was cooked pasta, right? Mm-hmm. And it was 500 pounds of cooked pasta. Put that picture back up. Let's figure out what vehicle.
On the sides. It's either a factory could you, or a joke.
Could you put that in a bed of a pickup truck? Do you need a truck?
Like where you transfer hay, right? Like a back.
Now it could be in a wheelbarrow. You could have done that in a wheelbarrow.
500.
Yeah, but look at how many loads.
Look at the piles that it's in.
That's a bunch of wheelbarrow loads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody did it in a wheelbarrow. Look, they dumped somebody walked it over there. They dumped it.
It looks like a bunch of wheelbarrows.
Like 10 wheelbarrow dumps. Yeah.
So it's 10.
How did no one catch 10 wheelbarrows worth of pasta?
Must have done in the middle of the night. But why you do it, though? It's either somebody throwing out shit they didn't use or it's a joke.
Well, Will, you're glossing over the vehicle saying it's just wheelbarrows. How did the wheelbarrow get there, right? Like, because it's in a park.
They filled it with pasta and walked it down the walking path and dumped it right
there. I think if we figure out what kind of vehicle took it, it'll help narrow down where it could have come from. You know what I'm saying?
It probably was in the truck bed, and then they were using a shovel to put it into the wheelbarrow. Okay. Then they used the wheelbarrow to take it over to the walking path.
I can get behind that.
10 things of pasta on the side of the car.
Could it have been someone hosting an Italian dinner party for 1,000 people that got canceled last minute, and then out of frustration, they were like, well, I'm going to dump this.
Feed it to the wolves, to the raccoons.
Like we've been describing, this isn't like a truck flipped on its side and sauce spilled on the highway. Someone hauled, as we've been explaining, 500 pounds of pasta after cooking it into the woods and strategically dumped it by a creek.
This is my biggest problem with it. Jack Severt points out.
Is there a prison nearby?
YouTube live chat. He says, is that wheat pasta? Looks more brown than yellow. And I think it is wheat pasta, Jack, which is a fucking travesty.
Someone was disgusted with the wheat pasta. Wheat pasta is disgusting.
Well, so the people in the township are saying that there's no bulk pickup, but I don't really see how that applies here.
Yeah, it was a message that we need bulk pickup.
Bulk pickup's for a fucking couch.
Yeah, who leaves 500 pounds of pasta
at the front of the curb?
Right. Bulk pickup's some shit that your wife is like, can you get that out of the house? And you're like, yeah, when bulk pickup comes, it's like, do you think there was just a pile of pasta sitting there?
I've never seen it.
We got to the bottom of it,
Pat.
I think somebody cooked all that and they were like, it's fucking wheat pasta. Are you kidding me? And then they dumped it.
Restart the cook.
They're like, we got 500 pounds of real
Old
pasta.
Old Bridge,
it's
New
like
Jersey.
South of Central. It's like
Middlesex.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it to the internet, a Reddit user thinks they know who did it. They said, this looks like the work of Rigatoni. Tony must be stopped. So someone else suggested they have a good reason to believe it was Al Dente.
Al Dente. I knew an Al Dente would work its way in there.
Someone recognized a Spanish man fleeing the scene wearing a bow tie. His name... Alfredo, of course. and Nina Jocknowitz, who's running for city council, was one of the first people to like post about this the pasta scandal on social media, and she blasted the mayor saying, how dare he not take this giant pasta scene seriously.
What?
Yeah, like, of course. She was like, he's not acting on it quick enough. He thinks it's some kind of extremely hilarious joke or something. Jonkowitz, like another Reddit user, wants to see the perpetrators locked up in the New Jersey State Penitentiary.
I think that's where it came from. I think it came from a prison.
Come on.
Yeah, Wes, right. But I think because who else would use wheat?
No. It would have to come from a private business. Because they're saying there's no school. There's no dumping there.
Maybe
a private school, not a public school. You think they're leaving it to the janitor, like, and get rid of the pasta? No resources.
Do with it what you want. Why didn't they put it in like a dumpster, though?
Because it's wheat pasta.
People are saying that the dumpsters are full there.
The dumpsters are full.
Put it in the dirt.
Flies.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ever eat wheat pasta for fun? Or I mean, like, has anybody ever
eaten it? I've had it. Not great.
Boy, it's terrible.
Makes you want to drive it out to the creek. Throw it by the creek.
It was 15 loads, man. Yeah.
Have you ever eaten like a like try
Make
to
sure
eat
to
a,
round up everyone in town that has wheat pasta and all
try to
together,
eat a real bite of spaghetti with a real pasta, and then your next bite do one with the wheat pasta. You'll vomit.
I mean, dude, it's what's so that? What's the cost of that? A regular box of pasta is 10 ounces, maybe 8 ounces. Like, this must have cost someone a pretty penny.
That's the upsetting part.
They weren't buying the boxes.
Food.
They got it from like a Cisco or something like that, you know?
That's a waste. It's a huge waste.
Who did this?
I'm sure a bunch of birds are going to be happy. Squirrels,
it's bird food.
Raccoons will love
it. Whoever dumped it was like, this wheat pasta is animal food. It's for animals. It's animal grade.
apparently pasta's pH levels can fuck with the water that it's laying next to. That's why Nina Joknowitz thinks this is the straw that'll break the camel's back and get that no good mare out and her in, because he didn't pick up the pass just quick enough. I don't know. Maybe look
you
into
be fucking
maybe look
me.
Into what Nina was doing Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, really,
dude.
She's taking this a little too seriously.
If my mare picked up this pasta, I'd be pissed at him. I'd be like, why don't you just let the fucking raccoons eat it?
Right. Now the animals can't even eat it.
This isn't exact, but this is like a 10-pound box of penne from a wholesaler is $43.99, free shipping. 10-pound box.
Pasta's cheap. Pasta's cheap as hell. And that 10 pounds makes how many like pounds cents. Of cooked pasta? That's, like that's 100 pounds?
I mean, a lot. 550 pounds.
I know, but how much dry pasta makes 550 pounds of cooked pasta? That's
oh, good point.
That's it's probably like
maybe
what,
half.
Like 50, half? Okay, 200, yeah, half.
200 pounds maybe?
200 dude, pounds of
great,
cooked dry pasta.
This is a great critical thinking problem question, yeah. Right?
That's like, a good question because the water adds a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cooked pasta is so much heavier than dry pasta. I mean, significantly. It could be way more.
Yeah, I'm looking
than
it up.
Than half it could, of water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it would be like $2,200 if it was.
It's
the
a
same
one
weight.
To 1-to-2 ratio, so that it's like 250 pounds of dry pasta. So seven x what Pat said.
1,500 bucks.
25 times what 43 said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost $1,000 wasted. Yeah.
I'm seeing 20 plus pounds of spaghetti for $15 on this website.
See, that sounds more like more
yeah,
like,
you don't want
so
that.
Cheap.
This is I'm talking. This is penne. I'm talking.
So cheap.
They had ziti out there.
You could make 500 pounds of spaghetti for like $5.
Pat, we're talking about wheat spaghetti,
dude.
Okay,
wheat
I'm sorry.
Spaghetti. That's the cheap shit they got.
It looks like there were like Spaghetti O's in there.
Are we sure those aren't Asian noodles?
Well, look. But look
no,
at
no, because there was the there
this
was
is
the other
clearly
one.
Macaroni.
Yeah,
elbow
that's
macaroni.
Elbow macaroni,
and there's like some ziti's in there.
Yeah, that's elbow macaroni. I mean, does it have a sauce on it? That one.
It looks like Chef Boyardee.
That looks one like, yeah. Looks like it's sauce, which
SpaghettiOs.
Which, that gives it more to the factory. That does make it seem more factory.
Someone dumped 1,000 pounds of SpaghettiOs. Who could it be?
The SpaghettiO factory just moved to town.
Anyways, we'll get to the bottom of it and let you know.
There you go. All right, guys. It is time for the hold.
It's time for the high five.
Okay, time for the high five. We're going to go over voicemails. We got some good voicemails, reviews, and one of us is going to look inward. What do you guys want to start with?
Wes looking inward.
Wes looking inward? Okay. Wes, well, look, I'm on Wes's side in this one, but I got to say, most electric comments we've ever gotten on a video that was posted about Wes.
Nazis.
The neo-Nazis and Satanists, and it is a fucking delight. So you may have heard, you probably heard the story on the show. But the social media cutdown that Wes made is slightly different. Here it is, if you didn't see it.
Austin was lucky enough to host the world's largest gathering of Satan followers, the SatanCon 2023, and that party was crashed by even bigger losers, neo-Nazis. That's right, some neo-Nazi fascists decided to crash SatanCon 2023, and if you're trying to decide who a bigger piece of shit is in this scenario, it's 1,000% the neo-Nazis. Satanists, not to defend them, they don't really worship Satan, they don't really want evil, they just don't like your religion. And that really pisses off neo-Nazis because they truly believe that Christianity is the only religion that there is. That God is white, Jesus is white, and the white is the best. That's what neo-Nazis say. And they decided to crash SatanCon because they actually think that they're worshiping Satan in there and doing satanic things. They probably think they have babies on the altar that are being sacrificed. They're eating the babies' livers and stuff. Bottom line is, if I had to pick between hanging out with Satanists and neo-Nazis, I'm going Satanists every single time. Neo-Nazis are pieces of shit. Satanists...
Okay. So
really giving it to the Nazis,
anybody.
Not and not at all. Letting the
I did my research.
By, yeah.
So that video did really well in terms of our other videos on Instagram.
Engagement,
but
yeah.
it was extremely controversial. in the comment section, at least. Wes, do you have any thoughts before we get to some of the comments?
No.
After you've kind of felt the public's opinion on your take?
Because there's morons out there that, yes, Satanism is weird, but it I looked it up. It's all about Satan being the like defiant angel, and it's all about just worshiping Satan. No. It's about not worshiping what you're
worshiping
told
the
to worship.
Defiant angel Satan.
No, it's not really about like worshiping.
Oh, they're cool
Satan.
Guys, is what it's trying to say. They're
that's what you just said.
They're way cooler than neo Nazis. That's for sure.
I mean, I agree with you there, but you're really letting
and Christians is what you said in the
Wes did what a lot of these people did not do, which is he looked under the surface, under the hood of Satanism.
Yeah,
and generally what he's saying is right. Now that's not the generally perceived.
He took their side over all of Christianity.
He wasn't saying Christians. He was saying. Satanists are on one side, neo-Nazis who happen to be Christians are on another side. That's what he's saying.
Some people would take it differently.
No, I mean, that's what it was. That's what you intended it to be, right?
Right, of course. Absolutely.
Okay. I thought it was pretty clear, but
but there's morons that didn't get it. So
if you say anything related to Christianity, even if you're saying, hey, these are neo-Nazis first, Christian second. Anyway, okay, yeah, so let's get into the comments. Okay, guys. This is the SatanCon comment. Broel, really clever name, Bro 14 says, I would choose neither, delete this lol. And let's take it down to Big Nick.
I mean, that's
one.
Fair that somebody wouldn't want to hang out with either Satanists or
I think
neo-Nazis.
That's the takeaway.
That's a pretty fair one from Broel.
That wasn't the task.
No,
you had to
defending.
Pick one.
No, you know you didn't.
Underscore
why did you have to pick one? Do you feel like
if I had to choose,
oh, so you created the scenario where you had to choose.
Yeah,
You said not
to defend Satanists, and then you defended them for like 40 seconds.
Look, here's the deal. I'm going to defend
neo Nazis 1,000%.
Exactly.
Of course, they're better than neo Nazis. But you don't have to have beers with them afterwards.
Okay. Also, because look, when what the guys are getting at more or less is there's a backlash of people. It's rare we post something that someone actively says fuck you, unfollow, delete, right? And there was a lot of that on here. But Wes, I think you might have done a good thing. We might be pulling out of that nosedive a little bit because looking at the engagement, it just keeps fucking going. Yeah. And some of the more vocal people didn't completely get your take. Some people liked your
take.
Some
will come back. Some are coming back. Too.
Some are coming back.
Some of those guys are coming back.
Once they do some research about Satanism.
Oh, yeah. They're going to totally look into Satanism.
Wes, it sounds like you're about to join a satanic church. Are you interested?
No, I just think they're way better than neo-Nazis, Will.
I mean, it sounds like by a wide margin. Like, I mean...
Yeah, actually a very wide margin.
How into it are you?
I agree.
You think they're pretty close?
No, Wes, no. I think they both suck alarming. Ass. It sounds like you want to go to a satanic church.
No, that's just what you're putting in my mouth.
Satanists worshiping Satan, who we don't know if it is real or not. Like, who cares, right? Satanists worshiping Satan.
Also, a lot of people were saying that it's not a neo-Nazi group. Did we get that?
Okay, so I do want to point that out.
Every headline called it a neo-Nazi group.
Look,
so
there were... They're talking about Patriot Front, right? Yeah. Who are... Right. If you stacked up on paper what a neo-Nazi was and looked at someone Patriot Front, they're going to be a neo-Nazi. But I think there was also more than the Patriot Front members that showed up to SatanCon potentially.
No, yeah, but we were just talking about Patriot Front.
But in the video, I think there was, maybe I'm wrong.
The Patriot Front group, which they don't look that bad because they just wear khaki and polos, but the Patriot Front group is an official sect from an alt-right group at Unite the Right in Charlottesville, and they're super intense, and they're fascists. They're neo-Nazis. Wait, there's only like 50 of them. It's a small group of people.
Suck ass.
Yeah. Strongly tied to Christianity.
United with the Satanics, just to me, is
again, Wes said
that
both.
So lame. I think Wes said
both sucked, Will. You're like with these guys that don't watch the video and then just comment.
I watched the fucking
video. But he
just
said that.
Watched it.
Yeah, but you somehow missed it.
I saw what you said.
And I said they both suck.
I think Christians.
Oh yeah, I said they're actually kind of cool.
Let's take it to the tape.
That's what I said.
Back on the tape.
Satan followers, the SatanCon 2023, and that party was crashed by even bigger losers, neo Nazis. That's right, some neo Nazi fascists decided to crash SatanCon 2023. And if you're trying to decide who a bigger piece of shit is in this scenario, it's 1,000% the neo Nazis. Satanists, not to defend them, they don't really worship Satan. They don't really want evil. They just don't like your religion. And that really pisses off neo-Nazis because they truly believe that Christianity is the only religion that there is. That God is white, Jesus is white, and white is the best. That's what neo-Nazis say. And they decided to crash SatanCon because they actually think that they're worshiping Satan in there and doing satanic things. They probably think they have babies on the altar that are being sacrificed. They're eating the babies' livers and stuff. Bottom line is, if I had to pick between hanging out with Satanists and neo-Nazis, I'm going Satanists every single time. Neo-Nazis.
Okay, that's the tape.
I mean, it was complimentary to the Satanists.
I said it was not complimentary.
It wasn't complimentary.
What was complimentary?
What language was complimentary? That they're better than neo-Nazis?
For a minute.
No, what language was complimentary specifically?
Don't you do Satan stuff at SatanCon was one of the things you said also.
That's not a compliment.
No, that's just truth.
Okay, they don't do anything satanic at SatanCon.
There's reports of them like ripping up Bibles. They're doing illegal in there. They're attacking Christianity is the point, which I am not really into. So, but
which was
playing devil's advocate, which is a pun. Christians look at that video and they're basically equating. I know you're saying that the neo-Nazis are Christians and that they're bad, but they're also hearing Christianity's bad when they're watching that.
Sure, movie. I can see that they saw that, but they missed the point.
I think that's the takeaway. It's like a lot of people that were Christians saw that video and were like, what's
he saying? Those people are also racists.
The people that
have a problem with me saying neo-Nazis are terrible, like you apparently.
Because I don't like your video about Satanists being awesome. I'm a racist now.
That's what I said. Satanists are awesome.
Did he say that?
No, I didn't.
At what point?
Will's creating a straw man, which is really like what he loves to do.
I will say this.
I'm saying, dude, I disagree with your take. I think both. Of them suck equally. I hate them
I
both.
I said they both suck. Okay.
You said one's better than the other.
Do you think Satanists are and neo-Nazis are on the same exact level of shittiness?
Suck ass. Yeah.
Answer the question.
Neo-Nazis are way worse.
Thank you, Mark.
They both suck ass. I don't want
to
be.
Will seems to think that neo-Nazis and Satanists are just equally bad.
Yes, equally suck.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's terrible.
Oh, I'm totally wrong. That makes me a bigot.
Yeah, you are. That's a little bit racist.
Because I think
that's a little bit racist.
Oh, no.
It's a little bit racist.
How do you say that? How can you possibly say that with a straight face?
It's a little bit racist.
You think I'm racist because I think they both suck equally. You are fucking nuts.
I think there's a clear winner of who sucks worse.
Pat, I changed my mind.
I will say this. There's a clear winner of who's worse.
Wes, yesterday you said that saying the word "made" was racial, and I'm the racist.
I do jokes. You're actually serious right now.
All right, I'm calling timeout. So there's a timeout. This is my segment. It's timeout. Okay, I will say this. There's one other point of misconstruition, which is Wes is saying. And in certain contexts, he's saying they're not doing the caricature of what Satanists do in the movies, which is eating babies. And what Will is saying is, well, theoretically, Satanists being Satanists is them doing satanic things. However, that's in the view of you believing something about Satan.
People and neo-Nazis both suck. That's my only point.
Okay, well, Satan's not real, so calm down.
Okay. All right, so let's go to comments.
Wes, that's just because you hate religion. So you just like love the Satanists because you also like to bust on Christianity.
I don't love the Satanists. Why do you keep saying that?
Dude, not to defend them, but you do love the Satanists.
No,
Hold on, guys. What we did here was we created controversy, which was the whole point, which is great. So let's watch how it played out on the internet, okay?
Will's burner. No, I'm just...
Wes is going to be a racist on the show.
Christian Will here.
Look, this is a really interesting experiment. Okay, because we have someone having a take in real life, and then someone having a take on the internet. Okay, so BM Realtor says delete you, and then we get to Big
delete
Nick.
You to West.
Delete you,
delete you.
So Big Nick 1111. He's really the star of this comic screenshot. Said, "I'm not a Nazis, But I will say this. No one else is standing up to the Satanists. I heard what this man said. He denied Jesus and accepted the devil.
There's a lot of Christians.
Your soul is lost.
No, Christians hate it. I understand.
He is going to hell.
He's going to hell.
Yeah. So that's what Big Nick thinks.
I prefer Christians over satanic people too.
Continuing on with Big Nick was responding back.
Will's not racist at all. Never has been.
I know
that out there.
But he's making shit up, so I'm gonna make up shit too. So okay. You know, it's just the way
guys,
it goes.
Guys, Big Nick has more to say. So Roastmaster Ron responds to Big Nick 1111. He says, yeah, if you ignore all the racist stuff, they're not bad guys. Talking about the Nazis. There you go. Or the neo-Nazis. I mean,
or the satanics. Yeah. They fucking hate all Christians. They
okay, hold on. Here's the coup de grace of Big Nick's
bigoted groups. I don't understand why one's better than the other.
Hold on.
One does a lot more bad things to people than the other. That's why.
They both wish for people to suffer as their main
goal. One hangs black people, shoots black people.
The other one hopes all Christians suffer. I don't see them
out there hanging Christians.
I think we need to pop the hood on Satanism.
There's never been a satanic attack on a Christian.
Oh, come on. So now you're defending neo-Nazis. It's weird.
I'm not, Wes. I'm saying they both suck, and you keep picking the satanist side.
Can we hear from Big Nick? Can we hear from Big Nick, please? Big Nick is responding to the previous comment. Says, yes, that is true, but there is no one more racist than the Democrats. Liberals, feminists, transgenders, Black Lives Matters. Try to have a conversation with them and you will quickly find out they have no idea what everyone has done wrong. But if you're white and straight, married and have a job, against child sex trafficking or underage sex, Republic or a Christian, they hate you and they will murder you, be violent. Democrats are Satanists and they're trying to normalize it. That was a take, Nick. That was a real take, but it continues.
He's not done.
This is a take from Hawaiian Water Movement, and it's 1,500 words.
Time out. I love it. I'm not sure if this is a business, but I love it when people leave like these incredibly charged messages, and it's like their handle's like, I sell like a donut shop.
Right, exactly. Like, they don't know if they're commenting from their donut shop. Okay, next one, guys. Ripper underscore 1982 says, this is some bad journalism.
Respond to that guy.
Well, let Wes get in the mix. So T Dick 29, who, if you want to know a little bit about T Dick is Terry Dickerson.
He's a Christian.
In his bio is faith, family, freedom with the gun emoji, grace alone, although throughout faith alone is, I don't know, Gallatins 5:22.
Anyone with this description as their bio is going to
hate
that
video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna like that video, and guess what happened? He didn't like the video. T Dick 29 says, "You are so wrong. Unfollow." And Wes got in there. Wes dropped right
Wes
in the chat.
Called him a racist for unfollowing.
So Wes says,
"Oh my god."
Wes says at T Dick 29 seems kind of racist.
Everybody that doesn't like the video is a racist. Yeah. It's amazing.
Let's see ya.
No, everyone that thinks that neo-Nazis aren't the worst. That's what. Like Will.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Are you listening, Will?
T Dick 29 responds back and says, at Hard Factor West, it's just bad reporting. Quote, unquote, neo-Nazis don't protest a Satanist convention. And then he's doing the cry laugh emoji. Wes responds back at T Dick 29. Look it up, you dolt. T Dick 29 comes back at Hard Factor Wes. I assume you also believe January 6th was an attack by MAGA supporters. That's what Britannica says. It up.
And all Wes, FBI people, right? Not
Wes
a
says, now it's deep. You're one of those guys. Okay, nut job. Enjoy 4chan tonight.
Nut job.
The reason I said racist is because I assume he was saying I was wrong.
No wonder why Wes was so calm during that back and forth with Will. He had already had the same interaction.
Yeah, West Newest argument.
Racist for disagreeing with the
West Newest points.
The racist part is saying that I'm wrong for thinking that neo-Nazis are worse than Satanists. That's
not what he was saying. He was saying neo-Nazis weren't protesting the event. I know,
but I didn't.
People
I didn't
are
know
saying
that.
Different things. Yeah, exactly. Everyone that's disagreeing.
I thought he was saying
video,
I was wrong because the neo-Nazis.
Not everyone came up with the
part.
Same scenario as you. Had to choose one. Yeah.
It's like the blue dress.
Right.
It's like that's why it's my video.
Right.
All right, next one, guys. Nils Klan said, "You'd rather be with Satanists? Both those groups are against God. This page has become a joke." Bye. And to Nils Klan, I say, what was it before, Nils Klan?
Well, I understand his point on the both of those are bad things, but come on, Nils Klan.
I said both are losers.
Come on, Nils Klan.
I did say
come
both are
back.
Losers.
Come on back,
He said, I don't care if Nils Klan comes back or not. But yeah, they're both losers anyway. We'll see how the engagement continues to go on that one, and we'll keep you updated.
I stand by my video 1,000%.
Well, there you have it. Free speech, man. It's what this country's...
You're racist if you don't agree.
It's what this country's...
No, you think neo-Nazis are on the same level?
If you think they both suck, Satanists. That's racism.
Let's put a poll up, Eric, for the show.
That's not what you said.
That's what I said.
Which is worse? Yeah, which is worse?
Which one's
well,
worse?
Well, obviously, the Nazis will be worse.
Yeah, Nazis
than,
are worse.
That's what I said in the video. Yeah, that's what 100%. I said in the video.
100%. No, Wes, you went way beyond that. You defended the Satanists and how great they are because the Nazis are obviously worse. You went way beyond that. That's why people.
I didn't say that. I didn't ever say they were great.
Well, in the poll, in the poll. I think in the poll, you should have. Really. You shouldn't have just which one's worse. It should be.
What video you're watching?
It should be options. It should be like, are Nazis are way worse. Nazis are a little bit worse.
Nazis are.
You have to do levels, right? You have to do different levels.
Believes they're the same.
They both suck. Should be one option. Just that
equally.
I feel like Will. I feel like Will. I really feel like you got to read about what a Satanist is. Like you do. Because you
don't want to read about what a fucking Satanist is.
But like, this is why the Satanic Panic happened in the late 80s.
My church. They want to fuck with my church.
They don't.
All the people I love. They do.
No, they don't. They don't want you fucking with them.
No,
they don't.
I don't fuck with the Satanists. They want to fuck with me. I'm not fucking with them.
How are they fucking with you?
Dude, you go to Satanist Church, Wes.
By going against you?
I'm not asking
you. I'll go.
You're asking me, Wes, you recruiter for the Satanist Church now? What's going on?
No, just saying.
Wes, you guys big Satanist guys?
Let's see that Satan tattoo, Wes.
wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if we did find out that Wes is going to a Satanist Church every Saturday?
I know where it is in Austin. We did a story on it.
I bet you do, motherfucker. I'm sure you do. I know you know.
Let's see that cross around your neck, Will. Pull it out. Like the My Pillow guy.
I don't wear one, but I'm not taking it.
Oh, no.
All right. Guys, here's quick five things you don't know about Satanists. They're not devil worshipers. They're okay with celebrating Christmas.
Why do they call themselves satanic?
That's nice.
It's symbolism of the devil of like... What is it? It's like
worship the devil, but we don't worship the devil.
No. It's the angel of like he just didn't go with the norm, basically. He's like,
so we worship the devil, but we don't worship the devil.
No, they don't worship Satan. That's not what it's all about. Look it up, dude.
It's a different thing. All right, let's get to comments. Okay. All right, five star review comments.
Educate yourself.
Apple Podcasts.
About Satanism. Otherwise, you're racist.
Educate yourself, Will.
But be careful when you do, because that's how they get you in. Anyway, okay. Five-star reviews, comments. If you're new to the show and listening on Apple Podcasts, please do this right now. It's super easy. I'm going to find my phone so I can do it along with you. Open your podcast app.
Nice.
Search Hard Factor. There's a couple other fun podcasts that have similar names, like Hard or Soft Podcast, Hard Fork, but Hard Factor. We're number two in the Hard Apps, which is pretty good if you ask me. And then you're going to scroll to the bottom, scroll on down there past the episodes that you see in the feed, and you're going to see, what is that? Ratings and reviews. And you're going to see a little button that says write a review, and that's what you're going to do. if you give five stars, we'll read it on the show, as long as it's not racist, hateful, or satanic. First one is
we
from.
We can add satanic. That's fine.
This is from Jay Cohen, Team Wales, five stars. Starting to wonder multiple things. One, how can we be sure it's actually you guys, sorry for the pronoun, and not AI? You all speak into microphones. Seems fishy. Two, why is this show not syndicated to Wales? Seems like you're missing at least one target audience. Three,
good point.
How is ChatGPT getting you out of Facebook jail? A lot of questions.
How are we not syndicated to Wales?
Well, whales do listen to sounds and stuff. We should be sending our podcast into the ocean. I agree. We should be
sonar.
We should be sonaring our podcast.
Oh,
even
whales under the ocean. Oh,
yeah.
We do need to crack into that first.
Absolutely.
We'll just have to high. We might have to high pitch ourselves though. Like, thank you, I know those noises are.
What do
high
they
pitch.
Want? Separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Satanics. Yeah. Yep. So what the devil wants separation of church and state.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do, guys.
I'm misunderstood of the devil. I'm actually a pretty cool guy.
It makes a lot of sense, guys.
Here's what we're going to do.
Come on, hang out with me.
Here's what we're going to do, guys.
Will, look at this comment from Jack. Uh-oh. There we go. There we go.
Okay.
Fuck what Jack said.
All right, hold on. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn this into something positive.
That makes sense, though. Christians believe in Satan, of course.
Yeah.
What's up, Pat?
We're going to turn this into something positive. If you're not a member of our Patreon, we have a patreon.com/hardfactor. It's a way to support the show and get bonus content, including Florida Man Friday, which is a bonus episode just dealing with Florida men and the news around them every Friday, and also the Hive Hour, which is a chat like this, just the boys kicking around on different subjects. But if you join the Patreon, you'll get to
next
listen
time
to
next time Will's off, we're doing an hour on Satanism.
No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to host a debate, not a debate, but a conversation about it. Okay. And Will has to do a deep dive into Satanism, and then Will can choose what Wes has to deep dive into.
not doing the deep dive into Satanism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Oh. All right. Cool. All right.
There you have it.
Dirty D says five stars. Yes, please.
Sorry, guys. Won't study up on my Satanism. No, it makes me racist, but
just read them. Okay. These guys made me laugh so hard, and I get to enjoy even the sad news with a smile. Thank you, Dirty D.
There you go.
Next one. T. Casper 15 says, five stars, only news I need. The news, but less upsetting and without as many agendas. Well,
fair enough.
And besides then, except for hating Christianity.
Besides the proliferation of Satan.
He said without as many. He didn't say without any. Yeah.
Without any, yeah, there's some.
Yeah. He said without as many.
Ronsky 1027 says five stars. Nice. Excellent pod, lads. Just wanted to wish my buddy Herbie a happy birthday. HBD Herbie Versemelles.
No, what a name. What a Herbie. Last name.
Herbie smells. No,
Herbie Versmelles. It's a
Herbie Versmelles.
Herbie Versmelles. My brain didn't put it together, but I knew I was being set up, so I'm gonna just spell this last one here. I don't know if our symbolist checked it for racism. It wasn't.
I was hoping that it would get you.
Thank God.
Herbie's an awesome name.
Herbie Versmelles. Herbie Versmelles. Okay. Anyway, guys, let's get into voicemails. If you want to leave us a voicemail, ask a question on the show, start a discussion, 512-270-1480. I believe that's it. Did I nail it? Did I get it?
Yeah.
270-1480.
You did.
Yeah. 3 years we've had that number, and I'm getting it every time now. Let's get right into it.
Calling from California. So I know I normally, I do get political, but dude, I'm re-registering right now. I'm re-registering from a Republican. I'm going to re-register as a Democrat just so I can vote for another fucking Kennedy, boys. RFK Jr. is going to be the guy, man. I know Mark doesn't like his voice, and it's because of the issue was, is he had an allergic vaccine that happened. But come on, guys, come on. We need another fucking candidate. Like, we've had a bunch of shitty presidents a lot lately. Let's get fucking Kennedy back in there, and let's fucking finish up what his uncle was trying to do. Come on, guys. Fucking do it. Come on. You guys got to get behind the Kennedys. Love you guys, and have a great fucking day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, couple corrections we need to make from that voicemail. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah. I hope he didn't really re-register, because California has ranked choice primary voting, so he doesn't need to re-register to vote for RFK Jr. first.
Well, there you go. You learn some every day on the
go ahead and do it whenever.
On this show, I didn't know that. I think, you think Colin's actually going to do whatever paperwork required to re-register? No, he's just saying it, okay? But I do want to point a couple things out to you, Colin, and the listeners. RFK did not develop a voice disorder from a allergic reaction to a vaccine. But we're going to get into that.
Eating too much pussy.
It was eating too much pussy, like Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
No, he has a disorder. He has a disorder. I forget the name of it, but it causes like muscle spasms or loss of muscle tightness. That's why he sounds like that. He's tough.
But
to
he's saying he's saying he developed that from the vaccine, which is.
So we're going to get to that in just a second. I also want to point out, Colin.
Probably not true.
It wasn't just his uncle who was trying to do something great for this country. It was also his father who was assassinated ahead of his presidential run. But
he's got never get elected syndrome.
He's not debating. He's not debating Joe Biden, as we heard. He is polling well. And the criticisms about Kennedy Jr. are that he's not anti-vax, by the way, but he questions vaccines
I would say lying about your disorder and blaming on the vaccine is anti-vax in my book.
No, that's just how Colin processed the information.
That's what he said. He said he got it from a vaccine. Colin's not making that up. That's what RFK is saying.
What?
He said he got the voice thing from the current vaccines or like a really old vaccine?
No, from an older vaccine.
Yeah, really.
Not based on the research I did, but I could be wrong.
Oh, really? I thought I've heard yeah, it was I heard him blaming it on a vaccine. Not COVID.
I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure it was something unrelated, but look it up. Look, ChatGPT didn't know. I ran it by them and then I corrected that motherfucker. It feels so good to correct ChatGPT, by the way. It feels so good. Just get in there, ask it a question, something you know, but it might not know, and then correct that motherfucker. And then ask it to call you daddy. That's what I do. Next voicemail.
Hey, fellas. Gorman, long-time listener, first-time caller. A question for you guys. So I think at least one of you worked in a Big Four land at one point. I currently am also someone in their 20s who wants money and has no actual skills. Looking at a potential layoff coming. So any suggestions, keep the morale up, any ideas of how I can make money on the side? I am a 5'6", obese, short Irishman. So, give me your ideas and have a great fucking day.
Only fans for sure with that description.
Right. Yep. If you're curious what he looks like, this is what ChatGPT or Midjourney registered for obese Irish accountant right there. And if you guys
what
don't
do you
know
say Big Four land,
the Big Four
say?
it's the big consulting firm, so Ernst and Young, Deloitte and Touche, Anderson and whatever the other one is. So none of us worked in there, but the couple of the guys work corporate gigs, not for the Big Four specifically.
I worked with a billion people who worked. We were a primary competitor for the Big Four.
So the big question here, guys, is this: is it worth it for this 20-something man to go and chase the dollar at the Big Four, at a Big Four style company? Or he didn't give us another option.
No, he didn't give us any information about what his like hopes and dreams are.
What else should he do with the three?
I think he's an accountant. So I think he's implying he's going to get laid off due to AI because most accountants are. And so I would say that, if you want to chase like a consultant role at a big time contractor, it's going to be hell for you. And you know the kind of dedication you're going to have to put in to like make that shit happen. On the side, OnlyFans for sure with that body type.
Yeah, OnlyFans, huge niche. You'll get some high dollar clients. And also, we need people in the robot revolution. So if you can think of some way to get paid to, talk shit about AI.
We need suicide bombers.
Yeah. I don't want you to, hurt yourself. But we need people to start getting paid to take down AI or talk shit about AI. Humans to get paid for that. So start brainstorming on that.
It's that kind of attitude that's going to let the robots win, Mark. I understand. But
we need to make money and then. And then, we're not going to suicide bomb. We don't.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know.
Say that now, but just keep it as an option.
What is the real advice from the government going to be when AI like lays off like tons of jobs?
How to camp permanently.
Right. Whoops. I guess now you're going to find out we really don't care about you. This is awkward. Hope you have a farm. Bye.
Yeah.
Something would have helped if he would have told us how big his cock was,
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point, Wes.
OnlyFans is tough because you don't know that information.
I would have thought a lot more things he could have done.
Honestly,
small
these
cocks
days,
doesn't market too.
These days, I feel every size cock could figure something out in there.
Remember Michelangelo? Little cocks are making a comeback.
That's true. That's true. I want to point out Midjourney generating just from the word obese and accountant and 5'6". This is what they put. They put a 425 pound man,
6'2".
Together
500 pounds.
I mean, like, yeah, dude, this is
his waist is right at that desk.
I didn't say morbidly obese. I mean, how many? He'd have to have two buckets to stand on. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
That guy's 500 pounds.
Now that's a niche, you know.
That's Gainer Bowl. Yeah, right there. Yeah, you could eat if you look like that. Do an OnlyFans where you eat a lot of food and shirtless and rest the food on your belly while you
try to
like
fuck someone.
Or try to fuck someone.
Yeah, you could get in on Gainer Bull's scene if you
just
you
watch
really
this guy just try to fuck someone.
just try to figure out the logistics.
Yeah.
And then give up this time.
Comically fat dudes definitely have a niche in porn if they can do porn.
Yeah.
These videos are very popular in the engineering community for some reason. Trying to figure out how to bang. All right, next one.
Because it's like a stud.
Hard Factor Boys, Dallas Dave. Keep it brief for you, Pat. FUCKEDAGAIN, Leeds United, is in trouble again. But we're not dead yet. We got Big Sam in town. He's got 500 grand to coach us for 4 games. He gets an extra $2.5 million if he keeps us up. That sounds like a big guy that 4 of you can get behind. Let's go. Earn those stripes, lead fanboys. Keep the faith. HAGFD and MOT.
We got a new manager.
Again, they fired him because the new guy sucked too.
The American guy got fired?
Yeah. No, well, he was fired long ago, Mark, and then they fired another guy after him. And now the 4 games they have left are after getting beaten 4-1 by Bournemouth most recently. Now they have Man City. Yikes. Newcastle, who's really good this year, West Ham, and then Tottenham. So those are the last 4 games remaining. And
we got to win at least one and tie one of those. Otherwise,
it's looking like we're getting relegated. Yeah, but as I said to our Leeds listeners, I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna swap to Inter Milan because I can't guarantee that I would
come
ever
on down
watch a Leeds
come on
game
down a league
the lower level. You can't see it on TV.
You just got to buy some other channels.
Googled
some different channels.
I googled Leeds got a new manager and Google popped up Sam Aladarsi and then it's one sentence under his name and it says Aladarsi's last coaching role was at West Brom in 2020 to 2021 when he failed to keep the team in the Premier League.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, so they brought in the guy that's good.
He's not the best, but he does have experience.
At relegation.
Yeah. So that's he's been there before.
It's tough for Leeds. I mean, this is four. I hope they pull it through. I hope because, like, last season they did, like, a last game goal to make it through back into the Premier League again. But
it sounds like they brought this guy in because he's an expert at dealing with the stress of getting relegated. He can talk to the lads about not jumping ship. And
he's like a layoff expert.
Yeah, he's like a layoff. He's like the guy from Up in the Air, like George Clooney. Like,
yeah, I think
he's in there
relegated
because they're obviously getting relegated.
Yeah,
there you go. Yep. Well, we'll see in the lower leagues where we're dominant.
Well, right.
Tony from PA. So I was in a 2.5 year relationship from 2019 until 2022. She broke up with me the day before my internship started with my current job, actually. Fun fact. But anyways, she started dating her male best friend that she told me not to worry about. Mm. Long story short, I still kind of fucked up about that. Going through that. But I recently saw her on Tinder. So shall I hit her up? Have a great fucking weekend, boys. Love you.
No.
So she's doing thoughts? It again.
Man. No. No.
Oh, his marquee was right again.
I mean, like, look.
Tony doesn't seem like me, probably the kind of guy that can't catch feelings if he's fucking someone. So it's not worth it, Tony, because if you fuck her,
can't not catch feelings.
Yeah, can't not catch feelings. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Tony.
Yeah, unless it's a revenge thing, Tony, that's right. The last thing you would ever want to do. Unless you've lost 30 pounds and have a 6-pack now and want to do the revenge and then walk away. You don't want to go begging back to her, bud.
Does that sound like a guy that's going to walk
many
away?
Many fish in the sea.
No.
No, please don't, Tony.
Just delete her from every possible social media that you can and try to, if you can. I don't know. I got taken like right when the dating app was going on. So I never really got on dating app, but I'm sure with technology, they have a way you can block individual people in the app. I suggest blocking her on that app.
Yeah. You just swipe no, and you'll never see her again. Right.
We'll do something like that.
Here's what I would do, Tony. First of all, do not engage on Tinder at all whatsoever. If you do engage in a different
way. Cause you already have her phone number. It's the craziest thing to engage on Tinder.
Right.
You
don't
already
do
got, don't do that.
Here's what I would do. I would, and you can't be a Wes here. If you're a Wes, this isn't going to work, but you got to dig deep inside yourself to figure out a way to have some cash sex with this lady a couple times and get the F out of there. Make it about you. Okay, no. It's about you.
It's yours, Tone. Get yours. Get it back. And then find your groove and then get out there. Unless you back. Really care about her. But then just stay away. Just
that's
stay
what this is about for Tony, guys.
Stay away, Tony.
This is what this is about for Tony. Tony's
have sex with someone else, Tony.
Tony's sitting there saying he's not feeling great about himself. He's still broke up about the situation.
He's lost. He's losing a bunch of weight.
I know he is. I know he is. But it's a mental block. So he's looking. Right. He's looking to figure out what.
It's never going to get better if you're stuck on this. Seems like a bad person type.
Unless she's the one, but it doesn't seem like
she's lied to you about the. She lied to you about the friend. She broke up with you, an important part of your life when you needed her there because you're getting a new job, and she's not. Doesn't seem like a nice person. I would not get back with her. She wasn't nice to you in the past. She's not going to be nice to you in the future. I would block her and move on and find someone that's right for you.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't send her the 1,000 notes that you've written to her.
Keep the notes. Don't get rid of the notes. Honestly.
All the drafts. Burn those drafts, Tony.
As a guy that's got notes out there, Tony, I'll tell you what.
Destroy the notes, Tony.
There's nothing worse, especially if she works in whatever industry you're in, because as you like develop your career a little bit, you just know that she's got those notes somewhere. You know what I mean? Or like if you have to like contact her friends for any reason professionally, and then you just got those notes at home. Someone's gonna be like, "Oh, I talked to so and so Tony on the phone today."
3 years. Like,
oh, Tony.
She already knows
notes?
Too much.
Maybe the best points brought up by Taylor.
Burn the house down. Get her out of there. But burn the
she
house
can
down.
See you on the app too, so she could reach out. If you reach out to her after all that, dude, not a good idea.
When you have somebody's phone number and you hit them up through Tinder. That is no. You're never.
He might not have been
laid.
Saying that. Will he might have been joking. He might not have been saying that. He might have just said Tinder was the what told me.
He knows she's available.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
he said. Yeah,
he
yeah,
knows
yeah.
she's available. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Right. True. I hear that, but
don't
I'm saying
don't go
like,
after her, Tony.
Yeah. Don't swipe left or whatever it is.
And if you marry her, congratulations.
Well, real quick, I've never been in a situation before where a lady I've been dating has a male friend that I've been concerned about. Have you guys ever been in that situation before?
No.
What a fucking snaky thing to do. To bring it up directly with your partner. Like, hey, I'm a little bit worried about this situation over here. And her being like, don't worry about it. And then absolutely.
Most straight male best friends are, you know, a problem.
Yeah. I like to see blood work to make sure they're related. That's how I don't worry. If they're cousins and they can prove it to me, 23andMe ancestry, then I'm not worried. But otherwise, be suspicious.
Yeah, that's not a male friend. That's a cousin.
There you go. Let's. I think that we got the results of the poll, Eric. Is that correct? Are the results of the poll?
Oh, neo-Nazis are way worse.
Okay, yeah, worse. Okay, so the
little worse.
You didn't say they both suck. How come that wasn't an option? I said which that one, had to be an option.
The poll was which one's worse, neo-Nazis or Satanists? Right now, neo-Nazis are way worse.
It's a legitimate. Which, it's illegitimate. Look, I asked for a specific one.
On the same level.
68% says way worse.
You said they both suck.
Neo-Nazis are a little worse. Equally. Oh,
no, someone's adjusting votes. I said they both suck.
Oh, I thought I gave you a choice to pick one that was worse.
No,
than you
I didn't.
Said
I said they
equally.
Both suck. Oh. And then you called
we'll
me a racist.
We'll run back the tape. We'll run back the tape.
We got tape.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
said they both suck. And then you said.
Next
question. You
said,
know, we should, no, time out. Before you do another voicemail, we should clip this down and then post it on Instagram.
That would really
round two.
That's actually a great idea, Mark.
Yeah, just bring the worst same people back. Yeah.
No, it's a fantastic idea. I'll tell you why.
It's the dumbest fucking thing ever.
It's smart.
There'll be another bunch of
that's why it's a joke.
Again.
That's why Mark made a funny joke. It's the stupidest idea of all time.
Well, hold on. I understand why you might think that, but I think you know producer Eric might have known something when he was cutting this video down because it's doing really fantastically well.
But lost like 150 followers.
We lost so many followers. Yeah. We've lost more followers than we ever have from that.
No, the gun stuff. Haven't. Gun stuff was the worst. Gun stuff was way worse.
Political stuff gets
religion second. Gun.
Yeah, guns. Oh, yeah, going gun after guns. First. So all going after guns and then going after Christians.
God. The G's.
We lost
God and guns.
People. Oh, no.
Going after God and guns does not go well on Instagram.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we'll see.
I looked at the followers before and after. We didn't lose that many people.
He has like 75 or 100. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
75 idiots. Am I right? Yeah. No.
No. You got to shake out some people. I get it. But I was joking about
they'll be
going
back.
Right back to the hornet's nest. That was
they need it. They're going to be like Tony and the ex-girl.
Right. It was an obvious, hilarious joke.
That was clear. Also, I'm sorry. Pat.
Hey, guys. It's Xavier. Also, Pat, it's not Javier. It's Xavier. The white people version is Xavier. So just, anyways. I called last week about the cows, thinking about how many different descendants of the same bloodline we've eaten. Did not think about it as how many cows per patty. That's an interesting way of looking at it too. Also, I actually do hunt as of this year is my first year like doing it. But I've only gotten one squirrel so far. But I'm not worried about that. Sorry to disappoint. What a strange but I don't man. Do any drugs. I'm high on life and autism. Drugs,
cause he was,
so
yeah, we thought he was
I can't high. Give you any of that, but just like, I don't know, think about random things, I guess, is how I think of these things. Anyways, this is a little bit longer than I was expecting. So have a great fucking day.
Believe it or not, under a minute. Okay, I got something for you, Javier.
That's not his name.
Xavier. I got something for you. I went and I polled, so to speak, I think 12 or 15 voices from different AI-generated text-to-speech models, all different dialects of English, and this was the result.
Xavier.
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 Javier.
Xavier.
It's pronounced Xavier.
If I absolutely had to, Xavier.
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 The most tremendous pronunciation, which is the one I do, Xavier.
That Trump.
That was Trump. Did you hear the one politically correct ad that's like, if I absolutely have to make a judgment on this?
Right. Oh, so who's the winner?
Only one.
So you're saying only that one he pronounces close. His name wrong.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I mean, it was just pretty intense. He came at me pretty hard there. I've never heard the pronunciation.
This is the problem with Google pronunciation, because we get busted on pronunciation all the time. And a lot of times I'll run something through Google pronunciation and then I'll phonetically spell it out in the document I'm reading off of. And it's just wrong. Like because the pronunciation is up to interpretation of the AI as well, and of like the Google thing. So, yeah.
Wait, Eric's got the poll up again.
Oh no. Now it's 92% neo-Nazis are way worse
than this. Oh, nice. Look, 8%, baby.
There you go. You got it. 8%.
Yeah, I mean, way worse being on there. I'd probably choose that myself too if I was picking up.
Well, I was gonna take umbrage with
Wes,
Eric's
not what,
in the video. Serving skills.
No, your video is totally
exactly what I chose in the video.
No, your video is totally different than that.
I know what Wes was trying to do in the video, and I agree with what he's saying. I don't think he needed to go so light on the Satanists, and I think that he pissed off Christians. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I can
agree with that.
Correct.
Yeah.
I can tell you you're absolutely correct.
I didn't go hard enough on the Satanists. I will say that, but I still say that, you know, neo-Nazis 1,000%.
But you'd much rather chill with them. That was I get it.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Last time.
Christian was lucky enough to host the world's largest gathering of Satan followers, SatanCon 2023. And that party was crashed by even bigger losers, neo-Nazis. Both That's losers. Right, some neo-Nazi fascists decided to crash SatanCon 2023. And if you're trying to decide who a bigger piece of shit is in this scenario, it's 1,000% the neo-Nazis. Satanists, not to defend them, they don't really worship Satan. They don't really want evil. They just don't
They're
like your
cool.
religion. And that really pisses off neo-Nazis because
I'm going
they
to the next
truly
meeting.
Believe that Christian Christianity is the only religion.
They're
that
equally
is.
Bad.
God is white. Jesus is white.
This Jesus imagery really got us in hot water.
Yeah. Jesus is white. Jesus is white.
Because
I
actually think that they're worshiping Satan in there and doing satanic things. They probably think they have babies on the altar that are being sacrificed. They're eating the babies' livers and stuff. Bottom line is, if I had to pick between hanging out with Satanists and neo-Nazis, I'm going Satanists every single time.
There you go. Blue dress. Well, I forget what the other color was because I saw it.
Will would rather hang out with neo-Nazis.
No, that's not. No.
Yeah, all right, I'd rather hang calling out with it. Either. That's the end of the show. That's a bait.
Wes loves calling every argument a straw man argument. Then he calls you a racist if you disagree.
But
with
Will, him. Will,
you
we could
call me a Satanist.
Straw man
you
argument.
Called me a Satanist first, you dumbass.
Will, what,
I was just
Will,
playing your game.
It would not have made a great good video. It would have been a bad video if Wes said, "I'll tell you what." Between the two, I wouldn't hang out. I wouldn't hang out with either of these guys. Video over. It wouldn't have got very many.
I just wish the fucking park exploded. That would be pretty funny.
What park?
If there were a bunch of robots in there,
the neo-Nazis and the Satanists, yeah,
because they all suck ass.
Let's get that wheel up and let's figure out who's going to do high five next week. I don't.
Oh yeah, right. Mark, Mark, you can be on. Is everyone on next Thursday?
I'm off Monday show. But I'm not
okay, so this is going to be for high five.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Oh, I thought it was going to get to me. Back triple dipple for Pat.
All right, do you want me to refresh and get a new spinning wheel up? Or can I just take Mark off and spin?
Just take me off.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll bring in the high five next week. And
Pat, try to top that high five. That was intense.
Coffee Sunday.
Rolls on coffee.
It's the MyPillow guy.
It's the MyPillow guy?
Is that Mike Lindell?
Dude, Wes, I don't know if the listeners have noticed, but Wes has gone from right to left on this show so hard. When we started, he was so right, and now he's such a lib. It's awesome to watch.
What are you talking about? I'm making jokes.
You've transitioned.
Calm down.
Your politics has definitely gone sort of moved to the left.
Have you noticed that? I haven't noticed it. Oh, I haven't noticed.
I have.
Well,
because now I'm a racist with Mike Lindell guy.
And that's
that's another joke, Will. Calm down. It's another joke. You take a joke. It's going to be okay.
But we need one more spin of the wheel, right?
I mean,
for who's bringing the cup of coffee in the big time.
That's Will.
On Monday. That's Will. Okay.
No. Yeah,
here you have it.
I fucking hate the Nazis, Stephen C., you dumbass. I said they both suck. Jesus. How fucking stupid are people? You love the Satanists. What the fuck?
But if you had to hang out with one of them.
Oh, but if you had to hang out with one of them.
Yeah, that's good. Denver Hardfactor. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate you. We love you. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/hardfactor.
Cinco de Mayo. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Fuck you, Satanists. And neo-Nazis.